If you're listening, you're probably here because you're thinking of joining a coding bootcamp, or you've already signed up, or you're right in the midst of it. And I'm here to tell you how I graduated a month later and I had to pay for it, and it was quite expensive. So I'm here to share with you how to avoid this avoidable fallback. Welcome to Suitcase Coder, the podcast. I'm Laura, and I host this podcast where I track my journey from joining a coding bootcamp to becoming a remote developer. My ultimate goal in life is to travel the world and see as many countries as I can, but for now, I'm sharing what I've learned so far to hopefully help and inspire future techies, freelancers, and digital nomads. Thanks for tuning in, and let's get started. So I'm going to break this down into three main reasons why I believe I ended up having to pay quite a bit of money to graduate a month later from Thinkful while still getting the career coaching and all of that promised things that a bootcamp may offer you, like your money back if you don't get a job in a certain amount of time. But that's a story for a different day. So the three reasons why I truly believe that I fell behind and ended up having to pay quite a lot of money to graduate from Thinkful was, one, lack of time management, which is no surprise at all, but I'm gonna dig into it. Two, not paying attention to the syllabus or the curriculum that your bootcamp provides you. And three, not planning for the unexpected. And I think a combination of each of those things really led me to fall behind in the bootcamp and not graduate on time. And I also think that these things are unavoidable and it's something that you can plan ahead. I will leave timestamps for each of these in the description below if you are watching on YouTube. Time management. How could I have let something so simple allow me to graduate so late? And it's something that I still struggle with, and I know it's something that a lot of you guys struggle with, and that's something that we're going to be diving into a little bit more on this podcast. So if you struggle with time management, or if you're a time management expert and want to help me out, reach out to me. But if you do, if it's something that you struggle with, then definitely check out some of my other episodes and try to figure this out, or at least pay attention to it and be aware of your time management skills before joining the bootcamp. I for sure did not do that. I thought I had all the time in the world, but as far as my biggest mistake with time management is that I didn't schedule and block out a certain amount of time each day to dedicate to the bootcamp and to learning to code. And this is something that is so crucial, and I've talked about in season one and I'll continue to talk about, but it's something that I didn't do, and it's such a simple fix. But I, instead of blocking out certain times, I would just kind of get to it when I got to it. And that is the biggest mistake somebody could do, because with that mentality, I definitely fell into Parkinson's law, which if you haven't heard is basically if you have a task and you have 8 hours to do it, that task will take you 8 hours to complete. But if you only have 30 minutes to complete a task, you are very likely going to be able to complete this same task in that allotted time. So Parkinson's law kind of worked against me in as far as like studying went, because I would just get to it when I got to it. And sometimes I would spend an entire day reading over three paragraphs when I could have set 30 minutes of my time to read the curriculum, and then maybe set 2 hours to actually practice some code, and then maybe setting an hour after that to talking with my mentor, talking to other students, and asking for help where I needed it. So that's the number one biggest mistake that you can avoid, right? Is setting dedicated time, no distractions, which brings me to my next point about time management, which is because I allowed myself to kind of get to it when I got to it, I was open to any and all distractions as I was studying or as I was in a Q&A session. I would kind of allow anything to take priority over my study. So if I got a text message, I would read it right then and there. If I was being called to lunch by somebody, I'd be like, heck yeah, I'm hungry, let's go, right here, right now. So all of these little distractions that might not seem like much when you're learning to code throughout your day actually do take up so much time. And the biggest mistake is that it takes away from the ability to get into that workflow state, that flow state of mind that developers love to talk about. And that is really when you're going to fully absorb what you're learning, and you're going to be able to give it your all when you're like putting all of the things that you're learning into practice. And I feel like getting into this state is super crucial, especially when you're a beginner. So something as simple as scheduling my day really did ruin and led to me graduating late. So some tips and tricks that you can do to avoid this terrible time management skill is, before even signing up for a boot camp, make sure that you have A, enough time to dedicate to the boot camp, and B, that you are telling everybody around you that you are going to dedicate these hours, whether it's in the morning, in the afternoons, late at night, and that you're going to be dedicating these hours to learning to code, to your curriculum, to the boot camp, and that you're not going to allow any distractions during this time. And that unless it's an absolute emergency, people can contact you before or after and you will get back to them. The world will not stop to exist if you don't answer your text message like in that moment. Okay, and one more point to the whole time management thing and dedicating time to your bootcamp, which I've said over and over again, is make sure that you're dedicating time not only to the amount of time that your bootcamp says it's going to last, whether it's 4 weeks, 2 months, 6 months, but make sure to add at least a month or two after that to dedicate the same amount of time, maybe not so much to learning, but to studying for your applications, to actually applying for jobs, and to practice for your interviews, because remember that that always takes way more time than you could ever imagine. On to point number two, which is ignoring the syllabus, which is something that I did and should not have. And it's something that you can easily take care of before starting your bootcamp. Or if you're in the midst of it, just pull out that syllabus and make sure that you're keeping track of it. So like I said before, most bootcamps have a very similar plan in that they provide a curriculum, a deadline, which is essentially just the last day that you have to complete the given curriculum, and a few other resources here and there depending on the bootcamp. But the curriculum or the syllabus that you are given, depending on the bootcamp, will provide some kind of guidelines as to when you should be completing which sections of the bootcamp. And of course, these bootcamps, like one of the reasons why they're so great is because they provide the curriculum for you and you don't have to spend so much time digging around the internet trying to figure out what to learn next or what a stack is. So it takes care of that. And it also a lot of times takes care of how much time you should be committing to each of these things. So take advantage of that. And if, like I said, if your bootcamp doesn't provide an academic success manager, reach out to whomever you can at your bootcamp and ask, hey, what's the average time that people or other students have spent on this first section? What is the amount of time that students have given themselves to finish a capstone project, for example? So get these guidelines as soon as you can. And then something that I didn't do is I didn't take this syllabus and actually put it in the calendar that I use on a daily basis. So iCal, your Apple, that is iCal, iCal, Google Calendar, whatever calendar app or physical calendar that you use, make sure you take a couple minutes out of your day at the very beginning and write down those deadlines on the calendar that you use with reminders a few days or a few weeks before, so you are always on top of it and always keeping track. And you know that if something is coming up and you're not quite there yet, you can either ask for some extra time, hint, hint, go listen to my episode on pause days, or you can maybe spend a few more hours that weekend or that week trying to catch up with that one section so you don't fully fall behind and have it cause an entire like snowball effect of being behind in the curriculum. This should help you kind of gauge like where you're at as far as time goes. Also, something super simple is to print out that schedule or the deadlines and post them right next to your computer or wherever you may be working, so that you have a visual reminder every day when you sit down to A, get working, and to B, just remember that you do have a certain pace that you want to follow. Another thing is, and I thought this when I was like falling behind and trying to catch up, you might think that you're falling behind because you don't get it or because it's very difficult and you're not able to catch up because you're not like smart enough to catch up, but that's not the case. Like looking back, I know now that the only reason why I felt like that was because I was falling behind and I was trying to play catch up and learn new material and finish my projects all at the same time. But if you keep a good pace as far as like the learning the curriculum goes, then you won't have to worry about that. And if you do fall behind or if you do struggle with something, then make sure you check out other resources and let your mentor know, let somebody know, and try to catch up before those given deadlines to avoid the sense of like you're not smart enough. Because if you've signed up for the bootcamp and you're enjoying it and it's something that you like, then it's definitely something that you can keep at and figure it out. All right, on to point number three. And as I mentioned at the beginning, I thought I was going to be the rock star student. I didn't have an extra job that I was working, so you guys might be wondering, like, what the heck were you doing with your time if you didn't graduate not only on time, but graduated late? So I didn't have a job that I was trying to juggle. I didn't have an extra job that I was trying to juggle while I was doing the boot camp. I didn't have any other kinds of commitment. I had everything I needed, so there was really no excuse for me to fall behind the way I did. But one of the reasons was that I didn't plan for the unexpected. And going into it, I thought I was going to be a badass who got through and zoomed through the curriculum in a matter of 3 months. Half the time, I thought I was going to get my money back, or like half the money back, which is a thing if you complete it in a certain amount of time. And I thought I was going to have all of these freelancing jobs like during the boot camp. None of this happened. All because I managed my time terribly. But something that I maybe couldn't have avoided, and maybe you won't be able to avoid, but I could have better planned for, was the unexpected. So, for example, I knew my sister's wedding was coming up. What I didn't expect was all of the things leading up to the wedding that do take time away from my studies. So sure, it wasn't my wedding. I didn't have to go put on a dress, but I wanted to be there to see all of the dresses being tried on. So all of these things, or maybe there was like a bad storm and your internet goes out for 2 days, which happened to me. Maybe, I mean, look at the world we're in right now. We're currently living through a global pandemic. You never know what's going to happen. So you want to have some kind of backup plan if you do end up facing some kind of unexpected thing. And I think the best way to go about this is to, first of all, write down all the things future-wise that you know you're going to have to take some time away from coding for. So if you have a wedding coming up, a planned trip coming up, which I doubt, maybe you're moving houses, maybe you have family visiting, all of these things might and very possibly will take time away from you sitting down and learning to code. My mistake was I didn't graduate early, as you know by now. I actually went to my sister's wedding outside of the country and then decided to take a week-long road trip around Guatemala, which I do not regret at all. It was incredible. But for that entire month and a half, I didn't open my computer. Like, not only did I step away from coding and like not study as much as I should have every day, I completely closed my laptop, basically put it under the bed for a month and a half, and didn't open it until I got back to the States and saw that I was falling behind by over a month and a half. But if you can avoid completely stepping away from coding for a longer amount of time, then do so. And if you have a lot of things coming up this year and you can't, and you're not sure if you can dedicate, if you do have a lot of things coming up this year and you're not sure if you can dedicate so much time to the bootcamp, then maybe right now is not the time to start. You can definitely start teaching yourself, and you can definitely start teaching yourself going on free code camp, Codecademy, watching YouTube tutorials. But to commit time and money to a bootcamp really does require commitment. One thing that you could do to plan ahead for these unexpected times is to regularly schedule meetings with whether it be your mentor or your boot camp's like student manager, somebody to keep in track of how you're doing as far as the curriculum goes. Make sure you have nothing coming up for that month, and check out my episode on pause days, because that really could help you immensely. But it's not something you want to use to fall back on. You want to use in case of emergencies. But I talk more about that in that episode if you want to check it out. And also, like, the most obvious is if you have good time management and you can get ahead in the curriculum, even if it's like a scheduled class like boot camp where you follow a curriculum along with the class, if you can get ahead and kind of get a better understanding of what's to come, then you might zoom through the curriculum way quicker with a better and deeper understanding than your peers, and that just might help you in the long run. with those three reasons, I do hope that you can plan a little bit better for your boot camp than what I had done for mine. And I do hope that you not only graduate on time, but graduate successfully and enjoy your journey through the coding boot camp and beyond. If you've enjoyed these episodes, please don't forget to rate and subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts. That does help me. And if you're watching on YouTube, thanks for watching, and don't forget to hit subscribe and the bell notification to receive alerts whenever I do post a new podcast episode out or a new tutorial, which I will be doing on this channel. Remember, you got this. Enjoy your journey and code happy. Bye.